I'm going to finish this maimer on page 97. Learning how Olam Hava, Gan Eden, Gehenim are not places, but a reality that we build during the course of our lives. And in this physical world, we see very little. When the disguise is off, when the costumes are put away of this world, so then we see the Olam Haba that we made for ourselves, that was here really all along. It was just covered. And everything goes back to the Koach HaMachshava, which is the hisgalus of a person's neshama, which determines who the person is and where the person is. At the bottom of page 97, Ba'ilam zeh yesh ma'asim toivim sha'isim adam. In this world, there are good things that a person does. But it could be that these good things that the person is doing, many of these good things are machmas cheshboinis guf shainim. Could be that even though the things themselves are good, but the cheshboinis that motivates the person for doing these good things, the cheshboinis are coming from the guf. The cheshboinis are selfish. Covet, in order to get covet. Can anything good that a person does, a cheshbohu, is an kapes char, kolbir Yashem, of course, rewards. But we're not talking here about points. We're talking about who the person is. And therefore, there are good things that a person does, but what's motivating the person to do these good things is the underlying motivation is covet, or kedaiyus be'ein habriyus, to be able to give a certain impression in the eyes of other people. It's not, most things are not purely this way or that way, but it has this underlying yesod of something which is not coming from the neshama, of something which is for the guf. V'chol k'yetz v'zah, and all other things of this nature. Gam ki bi'atzmi yisnafshay, ein chofesh b'tov klal u'klal. Could be. Then the atzmi is a nefesh, and the essence of who he is, being, not about the neshama, I shouldn't say the essence, but in his real, in the real rutzen that he inside of him, that he himself, if he's honest with himself, knows, really is ein chofesh b'tov klal u'klal. He really would rather not daven that day. He'd really rather not do that favor for the person. He'd really rather not learn for that time. He'd really rather not stay away from a certain area. There are various spots we'll get to in a minute. He'd really rather not. So now, he has a whole collection of ma'asim tovim that he's accumulated over the course of his life. The problem with these ma'asim tovim is that they're missing a neshama. It's like it's a guf without a neshama. There's a guf of him, again, for every good thing, there's schar, there's reward. Everything. But sof kol sof, this act of kindness, where the person really, really wished that he didn't have to go give his mother, a lift that day. Or he really didn't want to give that tzedakah, whatever it is. And he did it because of cheshbonus of this world. Cheshbonus of this world, if a person does it because he believes it's the right thing to do and he forces himself, that's a good thing. But if a person is doing something, let's say, in order to get covered, in order that people should think of him a certain way, here it's not a matter of pushing oneself to do what's right. Here, the motivation for doing what's right is coming mamish from the place of the guf. It's coming from this world. So now at 120, so this person at 120, he's expecting when he gets to the Olam Hamas, again, he's not going anywhere, but when the Olam Hamas is misgalot to him, he can't imagine, he thinks he's going to be sitting next to the Vilna Gaon, to the Baal Shem Tov, he's all excited. Like when he says Shema Yisrael, he's all excited, and he leaves the world, and he's all ready for this tremendous Kabbalah upon him. V'la'achar p'tirasa, after this person dies, the third, at the bottom of the page, the 97. La'achar p'tirasa, same olav haguf. The problem is that after he dies, death means that the guf, the body, is peeled away. So that's it for the guf. Ha'nefesh metzuya kvar levada. And now the nefesh of the person is what it is. V'rishoyis lifal ato kitzon ha'amiti. And now it lives in the afterlife. It lives according to its rotzen, to what it really wanted. That's its life. The lo shikule haguf, without the shikulim, without those considerations of the guf. Im bechayeha atzmis hanefesh lo yishtarki halatoiv, if during this person's life, in his heart, he really did not want these good things. Who he really was, he really didn't want these good things. And the reason that he did those good things was because of COVID or whatever else it might be. But it were things. There were things in the guf. So then the guf is now the guf is gone. The guf is not here. Shuv, ain lo im ha'toiv v'le klum. So now, what's left of the toiv of this person? Remember, the machshava, the thought, what you really want, that's who you really are, and that's the olam haba that a person is building in this life. So if it turns out that what this person really wanted was covered, or whatever other thing, whatever other emotion that satisfied, but it was coming from the guf. So then, now that he's left the world, that his guf is no longer here. So the sad thing is, ein lo im ha'toyv lo klum. When the guf went down to the grave, it took the toiv with it, because that toiv belonged to the guf, because the cheshbon of that toiv was to satisfy the guf. Was to satisfy the guf. And then when the guf died, the guf is finished, that toiv went with the guf. That was a toiv that came from the guf. There's not a cheerful little couple of pages over here. And he explains a little bit afterwards, you know, this is not something, as I said last week, this is not something that is emphasized in the Chassidus Sfarim, that this is Pnimi Satar, this is the truth as we know from the Zohar Kodesh, this Mekisveri. There's not anything here that's his own idea. Nitzrach, and we always have to keep in mind that, of course, everybody has a tikkun. Everything is fixed, and everything will be shined and polished and made nice. But that initial experience of however long it is, however long the cheshbon is with Hashem and that person, it's not necessarily what we expect. Nitzrach a file of iris and I said toiv. Next page. Therefore, to the best of one's ability, we have to try to be mevarer. Meaning what? What's birur? Birur means to sort out. Like taking the bones out of the fish. That's to be mevarer. So in the good things that you and I do, we all try to do good things. What we need to draw out from this maimer, from what the Baal Shem Tov is teaching, is we have to try as much as possible in the good things that we do to invest good thoughts. Even though we know there's a cheshbon also, that it should look bekavedik to other people, whatever. There's also, as I said, it's not either or. But what's the machriya? That's always the question. What's the koach machriya inside of you? What is it that really motivates you? And to try to work on that, the toiv should be that which motivates us. And we should, therefore, when we're doing something that's good, we should try to focus on the good and the good that we're doing. And to try to concentrate on the good of what we're doing. And to try to work that in the good things that we do, the koach ha-machriya should be a koach of toiv, for the good cheshbon. That's lishma, that's l'shem shemayim. It has a little bit something, it has a little bit of a recessive gene of something that's shaloi lishma, of something that's for zich, for the self, for the guf. It could be bottled like the Svarim say. That could be bottled like the drop that falls into the soup. If there's a shishim kenegdai, if you have a good gishmak cheshbon of lishma, and to try to do this in the right frame of mind, and that the machshava should be in the right place, and even if there are certain machshavas that are surrounding the b'shas ma'is, that to try to concentrate l'shem yichu kudshu b'echu shchinte, then it should be for l'shem Hashem. And therefore, it's a very big avoid of the person should get into the habit of doing things in a way where no one sees it, nobody knows about it. To do good things that no one hears about. There's a very strong that comes from the guf, that when you do something that's nice, you want to make sure somebody hears about it. Now, even though that doesn't mean you're going to advertise it and put it onto your Facebook or something, but you hope somebody will find out about it. Like if you do something, you're hoping maybe, like the Kuska spoke in such a strong way about the guy that goes into the forest for his brother to scream out to the Baruch Shalom, and he's hoping that maybe somebody from the town will pass by and hear me. So he talks very strong about it would have been better not to go there. Maybe somebody will find out that I do his bite of this. Maybe someone will hear about this and you'll know. Wow. Because that right away is very much that takes away the lishma, the lishem shamayim. It saps that act of the energy of toiv, of the machshava of toiv, and it becomes a cheshbon of the guf. When we practice doing things stronger when we're by ourselves, when it comes to something like benching or making a bracha. So when you're by yourself, to try to say it slowly, to try to think about it. That doesn't mean to say that when you're with other people you shouldn't think about it. But the ikke avoide is when you're by yourself. That's a clog other than all the Svarim HaKadosh. There are many psukim, it's brought down in many, many places. I'm not going to go to right now. That's the end of a person going in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and no one goes in that place of his avoida. And to try each day to try to do something for another person that the other person is not going to know that you did it, or that no one in the world is going to know about it. And you don't have a way of it leaking out. It's just, it stays in that place that's totally, totally between you and the Rabbi Shlomo. That's a way, it's a very strong way to be mavara the toiv in something. And that the machshava is a machshava of lishma, of lishem shamayim. Not everything that you thought of in learning, do you have to necessarily right away say over to, and people should think, oh. Or what they do nowadays is they start a website, right away to make a website with their Vaitar or something. It doesn't have to be such a thing. The more that a person is discussing it, the more that it's covered, the more lishma. Obviously, it's important for parents that the children should see their avaida, because the children have to learn from the parents. I'm talking about madregas of avaida, that a person has to keep most of who he is and what he does that's toiv to try to cover it up as much as possible. That's a very strong way to bring oneself more into the cheshbon of the neshama, to the world of the neshama. And that goes back to what we learned in Das Atzmacha, the meaning of levad, by oneself. To be a Jew by yourself. That's a big, big, big sugya in Avodas Hashem, by yourself. And that's not the ruach in America now, but that's a very, very big avoda. Ba'olam zeh. No, I'm sorry, the top of the page. The Kavan Lov is Rotsen Behemes. Lo Shiyu HaMaisim Nefalim Shikulim HaChem Shebiyoyim and HaYomim Neftarim Hem. And that one should try that the Cheshmer should be a Cheshmer. The Machshavis, that when we do things, the Machshavis should be L'Shem Shemayim as much as possible. It should be with a Rotsen for that Toiv. And you should also know and you do know, you don't need me to tell you this, that even if there is a little bit of a feeling that you want it to be known, or you want some sort of a cover, that something else that it satisfies from the goof, but at least to say, help me, Rabbi Shalom, help me that it should be, that I should be la'avdecha be'emes, la'avdecha be'emes, la'avdecha be'emes, that I should be able to serve you be'emes. And even that, even if there is a chesm that's not the same shemai, but if you ask, if you're saying to Hashem, help me, I should be able to do this be'emes, that's part of a very, very big thing. And that's something that doesn't go with the goof into the grave. That's something that stays with the person after this world. If it comes with a tefillah of la'avdecha be'emes, and you're saying, I'm having a hard time, I can't say that in my heart of hearts I don't want the covered. I can't say that. But I'm asking to help me that it should be, that I should be able to serve you be'emes. That's also a very big thing. And that a person takes that with him. It comes from the world of the neshama. When something is with a tefillah, it comes in such a way, then it goes into that place. It's already a be'emes, and it has a place already after this world. On the other hand, ba'ilam zeh, in this world, page 98, yesh ma'isim bilti toivim. There are things that are not good. She'ein ha'adam oisosam, baruch Hashem. The person stays away from, but he doesn't do. But it could be there also. It's machmes chashbainis guv shainim. Why doesn't he do this? So it could be that it's because of different chashbainis. Machmes chashbainis guv shainim. Different chashbainis that come from the guv. And why doesn't he do this aveira? Could be it's a chashin also of covered. I just want people to know, such to think about him in such a way. Kedayus ben habriyus. He wants to be able to look a certain way, to keep up a certain image in the eyes of people. B'chol kayetzu b'zeh. All these other things are also not l'shem shemayim. Doesn't mean a person should never do an aveir, whatever the cheshbon is. That's for sure not to do an aveir. But the cheshbon is a cheshbon that the underlying cheshbon with this person is a cheshbon of the guf. Gam ki ba'atzmi is nafshay, even though really inside of himself he's chafetz b'ra, rachmal islam. He really would rather do the ra. Again, a person, we're not talking about getting punished, God forbid. If the person stayed away from the aveira, kol hakavod, he stayed away from the aveira. But the pnimius of that, the pnimius of that abstinence from the aveira is really not l'shem shemayim. And maybe if nobody would know about this, if nobody would ever see this, if nobody would ever hear about it, maybe he would do that. Chas v'shalom. The whole basis of what they're making, these different systems, to try to help the guys with their internet issues, that they have buddy systems, and when you go on the computer, then someone else, your partner knows that you're going on. All of these things are going back to the aside of that the mirror of Bos of Adam, that a person's fear of flesh and blood is greater than the fear of God, right? Because we have a big buddy that's always with us, and he never goes anywhere, and he never goes to sleep. He's got his computer on the whole time, and that's the Baruch Shalom, is the big buddy. No, so if our Yoshamayim would be what it should be, then we wouldn't have to set up all of these. They wouldn't have to set up all of these things that there's some boss of Adam that knows what you're looking at on the computer, and you know what he's looking at. But that a person shouldn't do an aveira, if that will keep him from doing an aveira, that he's embarrassed from the other one, okay. But that's not the tachlis of why we were put into the world, to have like a buddy system. It's not the tachlis. We weren't created, and that's not what Hashem's Baruch dreamt for each and every one of us when we were born. the reason that we don't do an Aveira is because we're afraid someone's going to catch us. That's chaval. That's for children. That's for little children. It's not the tachlis. Okay, if there's nothing else, fine. And certainly one should not delude oneself and to say, I don't need such a thing, and I'm fine. I know myself, and I'm not going to do this. Don't fool yourself. And if you need to have such a thing, of course you have to have such a thing. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that a person should be Yirei Shammai. And that the reason he doesn't do something that he shouldn't do is because the Baruch Shalom told him not to do it. And that's it. Because he wants to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. And he doesn't want to upset Kivyochel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. That should be the yisoid of a person's refraining from doing wrong things. And the highest madrega is not because even of your assignment, it's not even because one's afraid to get punished by Hashem. That's also for children. That's also a very immature level of avodas Hashem. Again, if that's all a person has, better that than nothing. To be afraid that afterwards you can get punished. It's not the tachlis of a person being in this world, Yiras Einish. The Chassidus from Kemat don't talk about Yiras Einish. Kemat, they don't talk about Yiras Einish. Now they should. The new ones should for sure. But the Svarm HaKadosh and Kemat don't talk about Yiras Einish. The Muslim Svarm talk a lot about it, but not the Chassidus Svarm. It was always seen as a big b'de'evet and chaval if a person's refraining from aveir needs to have a gehenim in the picture. He has to have a Gehenna and he has to be afraid. It wasn't the tachlis. The tachlis of year is that a person is so close to Hashem Yisbarach and he feels such a closeness and he feels such a love of Hashem that he couldn't in any way bring himself to disappoint the one who loves him so much. That's the tachlis of one's Yiras Hashem. That's what's called in the Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hieronymus. That's how it's Yiras Hieronymus, to feel a closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's even higher than Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem is a chuk, is a longing to get close to God. From a distance. The Yiras Hashem is you in the room with him, mamish. Not that it's a longing that closer, you're close to him. And because you're so close to him, you can't imagine doing something intentionally that would ever, ever hurt or insult Kivyachal Akadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big madrega. Yiras Hashem is this one. Don't talk about so much Yiras Hashem. Those who use the meaning of punishment as Yiras Hashem is the whole motivation to motivate a person not to do a virus. It's a bedavid. Those who made that into lachalchila, it's a big rachmanis. It's a big rachmanis. To a mature person, you could say, there's something, this is wrong, that's a mitzvah, and don't do it because it's wrong. Not don't do it because if you do it, you're going to get ulcers or something. You know, don't do it because it's wrong. There are madregas of. But in a situation where the person, where the underlying motivation of this person not to do a veris is because of the cheshbainus of what? Of the guf. Because he doesn't want to be caught or anything like that. Gam ki ba'atzmi es nafsha chafetz berach. But really? If he had a day off from Yiddishkeit? If someone told him that for the next 2 hours he could do whatever he wants, then it's not going to, you know, he gets like a points, he gets free to do any aver he wants, he's not going to get caught. So God forbid he would like to do that. So la'achar p'tirasa, here we go again, after the person dies, sar mi olav aguf. Then what happens after the person dies is the guf goes into the grave, finished. Ha'nefesh mutsuya kvar levada, the nefesh is by itself. And with the nefesh, with this guy's nefesh, not about his neshama, the neshama of his neshama, the inner core of a Jew is only good. But the nefesh of this person, which this needs to be fixed, he has to go through some difficulties in the next world. The nefesh of this person is left without the guf. And even though the guf stayed away from those averes, but the nefesh now is by itself, and the nefesh only wanted to do these averes. The reason that the nefesh didn't do those averes is because of the guf. Now the guf leaves, the guf is in the grave, the nefesh doesn't have the guf anymore. And the nefesh sees itself and is seen for what it really was. A taiva for all kinds of things. A taiva for all kinds of, God forbid, disgusting things that the person never did. So he tainis, but I never did these things. So not talking about punishment, but Take a look at yourself in the mirror. But I didn't do that. You wanted to do it. The reason that you didn't do it was not because of your shemayim. The reason you didn't do it is because you were afraid that that your buddy would catch you or something. Whatever else it is. So take a look at yourself in the mirror. Now you get to see yourself who you really are. And that hurts. That's Gehenna. That hurts. Hanefesh mutsuya kvar levada v'shoyz lufal ata ketzan hamiti l'loy shikuli haguf. Im b'chayeh atzmiyas hanefesh ishtoike kalara. If during this person's life what he really wanted was to do bad things, God forbid. And the only reason he didn't do those things was because of the guf, COVID, whatever else it was. The guf is not here anymore, that's it. The guf is finished. And now the ra is burning inside. The ra is burning, and the person sees that that's what was a shtick ra, a piece of ra. Therefore, let's talk about what we really should focus on. When we're staying away from the wrong thing, let's say we have an opportunity, l'mashal, not to speak a word of lashon hara. You have a taiva. There's something interesting and juicy that others would be happy to hear, and you could pass this along, and it would make a knack. And you're thinking not to say the lashon hara. So there could be a cheshbon. I don't want people to think that I'm not such a nice person, and I say lashon hara. Or it could be a cheshbon of what? That I'm not saying this because of mitzvah's boiri, because of the commandment of the one who created me, and because I don't want him to be disappointed in me. It's the same act of refraining. It's the same not doing. But if you inject into it a nekuda of l'shem shamayim, and you try, again, you daven. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, every time a person has such a cheshbon, it's a mekayem mitzvah deraisa of Yiras Hashem. It's a mitzvah deraisa. If you just don't do it because you don't want to get caught, so then you didn't do the very. That's chasha, but you didn't get okay. But if you stop for 1 second and you say, I don't want to do this aveira, help me not to do this aveira, because I want to be close to you and I don't want to do anything that will in any way shter, that will in any way cause some problem between us, meaning Hashem is Baruch. Then it's already a machshava, a pnimius, a machshava of the neshama, and that's who you are and that's where you are, and it's a mitzvah deraisa of Yiras Hashem. As Hashem lekechatir, it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah asay of Yiras Shemayim. Therefore, we should try, each one of us, to the best of our ability, to be mevarer. Again, to try to sort out and to try to come to that point of l'shem shamayim when we stay away from the wrong thing. Not just to have a cheshbon of the guf, but to try to bring it up to a madrega of l'shem shamayim, of Hashem alakach hatir, of Yiras Shamayim, of Yiras Shamayim. And higher, not Yiras Ha'oinish. If a person has no choice, and otherwise he's going to do the aveira, then fine. Then whatever the cheshbon is, whatever you need to stay away from it. Yeah.
Even if that's not the real reason why, but if you think about it, it can become.
Because the machshava is very strong, and if you work on that, then you ask again, la'avdecha be'emes, la'havel yiras shemecha. So then, it's since in the pnimius of that's what the neshama wants, it could connect to the essence of who you are. And then it's a true thing, even though you know honestly that there's a cheshbon that's not like that, but you're connecting to the deeper cheshbon of who you are. It works. That's for the Svarim side. That's why if a person again puts in a little bit of a tefila, 2 seconds, a little bit of tefila, a little bit of a hiratzen, a bit of a l'shem yichud, whatever it is, to stay away. So then it's a whole different mindset. Then it's a neshama dikah maisa. It's a neshama dikah refraining. And neshama is after this world. That's who you are. That's the Olam Haba that we're building. The neshama in this, when we use our neshama in this world, that's what we're building in Olam Haba. When we try. So even though this person has also cheshma that's not neshamadik, but he tries to make it neshamadik, and he thinks he tries to focus for a second on that it should be neshamadik, it builds the binyan of neshama. It builds. I'd say they can have such, they have big skyscrapers. But for people like us, we could build buildings of neshama. And it's just a matter of trying to stop a little bit to think before we do something. To think. Nitzvah Evel of Aras says, Rachel Kuzman Harash, Tia Navas, Mishum Rotzim Toiv Be'emes. We should try. That it should be a Rotzim Toiv Be'emes. We should try. Yichain Siva Hashem Esbach, because Hashem Esbach wants me to live this way. And he told me not to do this. Loi Shia Adam Nifal Mishikulam Hachayim, not because of all different Cheshbainas. Shabiyoyim and Hayomim, Yipatim Hem, because when the body goes down to the grave, then that goes into the grave also. So now here's where Kluge makes this general ha'or that I've been mentioning all along. It's not the way of the Chassidus Sfarim. It's not the way of the Talmid Baal Shem to frighten us with the darkness of Gehenna, with the scary things. It's not the way. The Derech HaBaal Shem is to illuminate, to fill each and every one of us with a taste of how good it is to be an Eved Hashem, and to be able to taste the sweetness of Avodas Hashem. And when a person tastes that, I mean, mainly he doesn't want to do the bad things. That's the usual way in all the Sfarim HaKadosh. The Sfasemis, I've mentioned all many times earlier, when he had the Chassidim read the pasuk Sumei Rav Asei Toiv. This, of course, is the banner of all the Bali Musa. Stay away from bad and do good. So you spend 70, 80, 90 years of your life trying to stay away from bad. And Kulei Hai, a person's able to do something to stay away. What about the Asei Toiv? But by the Chassidim, Sumei Rav Asei Toiv, the Sfasema says, Sumei Rav, don't think about the Rav so much. That's Asei Toiv. Sumei Rav, go away from the Rav. Don't get involved, don't think. Asei Toiv. Sumei Rav, just Asei Toiv. Toiv and Toiv, more and more Toiv. Mimimela, the person is Maisa V'Hailach in that Ur of Toiv, and the Chayshach goes away. In general, that's the Mahalach of the Chassidus Sfarim. It doesn't mean to ignore the Ra. It's a different strategy of how to deal with the Ra. Same thing with children. You could talk in our generation now, not generation, but in these last few years, the parents who are hacking the kid all the time, don't do, don't do, don't do. It's guaranteed. Guaranteed they won't do. They won't do anything the parents want. For the rest of their lives, they won't do. Guaranteed. The don't do, don't, don't. The kids say, yeah, I'll do it, I'm going to do it. That's, every single time you say don't, the kids say, I'm doing it. It's not even smart. It's not smart because it doesn't work. There was a difference. So you can ask a kasher. So I've had these people that they've told, like the old-fashioned, the traditionalists. I come from that school. And the old-fashioned way was, this is what I saw by my father. And it worked, it worked over them by the father, and it worked by the Zaydis and the Babis. It worked such a thing. Every tkufa has different, every time, every period has different ways. What worked then doesn't work now. For the most part, it doesn't work now. It not only doesn't work, it's mamish kineged. It's a setback. It doesn't work. Don't, don't, don't. The kid is all he hears. Even if you tell him 50 times something good, and he hears one time don't, it already becomes already that he hears. You have to be very, very, very careful. And it's the same thing when a person is mechanech oneself. It doesn't mean to ignore the Ra. It's a strategy of how to overcome the Ra. And in our time, the ikka strategy to overcome the ra is with tov. It's with tov. Only good. To emphasize what's good. And to talk about good things. And if there's something that you see in a child that's not so good, you try to be mechazik what's good in the child, and memela it'll be mevatel what's wrong with the child. To mechazik the good in the child always, more and more and more and more in this inyan. And when the house is a house that's filled with simcha, and with toiv, and with or, in the end, so there might be a couple of more averilach along the way, but in the end, because they're not so strong, the big disciplinarians, they frighten and they intimidate the children, so the children are afraid. But then afterwards, when they're free from their parents, it's, oh, it's hutra haratzua, it's leibedik. when they're free from the police, then they do what they want. Because it was never building up the toiv inside the child. It was just beating down the ra. So when they're free from the police, they do what they want. What do they want? They want to do those things. Mashainikain, when a parent is mashpia toiv and or and simcha, and nigunim and happiness and so on, so then even though there'll be some things that are not right, and you'll see those things that are not right, but not to make a big inyan about them. So then over time those things will be completely, completely washed away by the toiv of the person. Totally washed away. There's nothing. Of course, each kid is different, and each family is different, and how, and so on. Within a family, each child. But nowadays, we see that this is what Hashem wants. So those last holdouts were still saying, no, but this is not how we did it in the Haim. You know, this is not how we did it in Europe. We didn't do this like that in Poland. We didn't do it like this back in the Chais and Fez. We didn't do this. No. We're not in Poland. We're not in Fez. Fez is in Morocco, for those of you. So, we're not in Poland, we're not in Morocco, so what came down from Shemayim now? It came down to a funny thing, it's called America, it's a very odd place. And Bechlal, the whole Western civilization, and the children are more fragile than a crystal glass. If you look at the kid the wrong way, I always say this is a funny thing, because you could say to a kid one time, one thing, like a Lashon that's negative, and then 15 years later, the kid will tell you, always told me that. And you know for a fact that you said that one time. But that means that for all those years, all the kid heard was that negative thing. Boom, boom, boom. And I know that when I was younger, if I did something bad, and my father looked at me a certain way, and he told me a strong word, it didn't throw me off. I don't have any bad feelings. I don't have any bad feelings about it. I don't remember having any bad feelings about those things. My father would tell me something, and he didn't couch it in all kinds of terms and give it with lollipops and say. He would say to me, "Stop doing that. You're acting like a golem," something like that. It was just very, you know, it was very straight. Just don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. It wasn't. Let's go and spend a day in the park together, and we'll go fishing and talk about it. Let's just don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Stop doing it. There's no explanations. And I don't remember ever feeling bad about it. Unless I'm fooling myself, I never felt bad. I was just, he's in charge. My father's in charge. And he told me how to do it, and I tried to listen. I didn't. He didn't use patching. My father wasn't from the patches. Twice I got patched, but it still hurts. Twice. And he wasn't from the patches, but. It wasn't like he was worried about it. If you can't use that now. If you use that mahalach now, you can lose your kid. And you have no idea how many parents I talked to that. Well, the hacking a kid with davening is a 6-year-old kid. The kid doesn't want to daven, doesn't want to daven. So what do you mean? You're 50 and you don't want to daven. So he's 6 years old. You want to daven? Come on, what are you talking about? You go to davening because of all these chesbainis. Don't say you want to daven so badly that your kid doesn't go to shul. He's 6 years old, 7 years old. He's 10 years old. What's the matter? He sits around. He doesn't daven with kavana. So then you're gonna yell at him. And when you see him chuckling, so then you'll say, oh, he's davening. It's nice. He's davening. He's not davening. He's davening to you, not to the Baruch Shalom. So what did you make? You made a davena like that? You made a davena like that? You just intimidated somebody. And you frightened him. And it's not a mahalach. Nowadays it's for sure not a mahalach. It's for sure not a mahalach. Better the kid shouldn't open a siddur up for many, many years. And just tell him, remember there's a Baruch Shalom. If you could say Shema Yisrael, it would give him a lot of nachas ruach. And not to make a big deal about it. And that kid will daven with kavan his whole life. You start up with them and make a big deal, then every time he walks into shul, it smells bad to him. Because I'm coming here under duress. But that's strange. You look at a lot of the Sfarim, it doesn't sound like that. In a lot of Sfarim, it sounds like the old way. You don't want to go to shul? Come, you're going to go to shul. But that was then. And it was true then. And it was a mahalach then. There was a mahalach like that. But for whatever reason, it came down now that it's not like that. That's how the Baruch Shalom sphering developed in different ways. It has to do with the spheres, it has to do before Mashiach. They're different. There's already a big hashpah of Ahava before Mashiach comes. The big hashpahs of Ahava. Ahava. Everything now is with Ahava before Mashiach comes. We're getting close to Mashiach. It's going to be everything Ahava. So there's a very big hashpahs of Ahava in the world. And when a person fights against that, he's fighting against the mitzvahs that the Baruch Shalom is sphering in the world. He's running the world with the midah of Ahava now. That's how he's running the world, with the midah of Ahava. And anything that comes now with dinim and tzimtzum and so on is kineged, is the hepech of what Hashem is Baruch is doing in the world. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And you could say it the nicest way, and the kid feels that you're trying to say it nicer, but I know what you're telling me. So you're saying it in such a nice way. But they understand that it's negative. So nowadays you can't say a negative word. Only if someone, the MS, builds years of Ahava, and the person trusts you, and the child trusts you completely, completely. But it's very hard. No. So he says, "Eim edarcha chesidus liaris and evesh micheskus gehenem chesu v'kiim v'hoyim etzuf noyim eden hatayv." The way of chesidus was always to shine in the tayv. Hadvarm humuvayim bezois. I shall nemru v'nichtu mi pichesida emes ha'alchem b'teres Baal Shem Tov. But he said, I want you to know that everything we've been learning comes from the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov. Udveikim b'tzadikim loybo lahatol mer v'chul shechas Hashem. So if Kulig is saying, this is not what we were taught by the tzadikim, by the Talmud of Baal Shem, these things that we're just learning in this parak, in the last parak, it's not, God forbid, that we should become frightened, that we should become weakened and nervous. That's the point. To clarify our understanding. L'chadeid et es hamusag. L'chadeid, to sharpen our understanding, our awareness. If you don't know what you're talking about, then what are you talking? You have to know what the truth is. Ad heichen megia koyach ha-machshava l'gvoye es nitzchi es ha-odem. How strong the machshava is. What the machshava, the role that the machshava plays in being kaveya, the nitzchias of who a person is in the next world of everything. Yesh beklitas dvarim eila kedei lahavi bez Hashem peros rabim meirim bezovius rabbis bechaim haruchnim. And this understanding can bring many can bring a lot of good results, terrific results in our avodas Hashem. Again, not to focus on this scary stuff, but it had to be mentioned. Because there needs to be a clarity. The person has to know the emes. And by the way, going back to the child that's not davening. So then, also there, it's not to say to the kid that it's not important to daven. That's not what it means, toiv. It's to say, davening is a very chashuv thing. And davening is something which is oyim b'beruma shel oylem, the whole universe is standing on the tefillas of Klal Yisrael. You have to say the truth. When you feel that it's something, you should, and therefore you should know that even if you say Shema Yisrael, it's a choshev thing, and it's helping and doing all kinds of good things. And the more you feel over time, realize that that's the truth. In other words, we're not watering down the truth. We're not distorting the truth. We're not saying something is not neveir, it's neveir. No, it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. We don't do that. But you say the truth. The truth is the truth. And in that context of the truth, You work with a person in a way that's toiv, but not to, God forbid, to distort, to make up stories, chas v'shalom. That's not the way. And also we should remember the use of bitterness, of embitteredness in Avodas Hashem, which the Tani talks about, and we learned about over the years when we were doing Eretz Yisrael, we spoke then a lot, that there is a time, there's a person should use some marah for a little bit of time, not to be marah freses, right? But a little bit of marah, a little bit of marah. To use strong, sharp, to use a little bit sharpness and bitterness, it has a place, but only for a little bit. And when it's used in the right way, the whole avodah of tshuva, especially, when it's used in the right way, so then after the bitterness, the person comes to tremendous simcha. It's a sign that it's not depression, it's a sign that he's bis. That it's not Avodas Hashem, that he feels a great simcha afterwards. These are a few of the words of the Alter Rebbe over there. Vini af im kshayare charbe lahamik bin yonam anel kesho ushtayim. We yitz bin amichas ruach v'leiv nishba. If a person, he says, even if a person by thinking for an hour or two, by going into deeper thoughts about these inyanim and yozlius b'nimichas ruach with the lev nishba. I was thinking about the mistakes he's made, making a chesed and nefesh, thinking about what's wrong in his life, what's wrong with how he's living, and as a result of that, nishba b'nimichas ruach v'lev nishba yovel de'atzvus gedayla le'yachush. Even though for a little bit, there could be a feeling of sadness, a little bit. The Tanya says le'yachush. So it's okay. Don't be afraid. That in every, it says in Pasuk that with sadness, there's also a maila. There's also an advantage. There's something good that can come out from a little bit of sadness. And what's the advantage? What's the benefit? It's the simcha and that comes after that bitterness and that little bit of sadness. Achbamis ein lev nishba merivus hanefesh. But the Tanya says, but you should know that I'm anyway not talking about depression. This inyan of being tzibrochen, of making cheshbon nefesh, being broken hearted over your aveiros, the Tanya says, is not the same thing as sadness. Bamis is not really sadness. And that's not what atzus means in Lashon HaKodesh. Sadness is not that. Sadness is when a person's heart becomes like a stone. Doesn't want to do anything, doesn't want to see anybody, doesn't care about anything. That's sadness. Not when a person's worked up over something that he did that was wrong. He's upset and he's sebrochen. That's not it. Atzvus comes from the Yisod HaOfer. The Yisod HaOfer is not fire. The Yisod HaOfer is dust. What's dust? I don't want to do anything. I don't care about anything. I'm finished with this. I don't want to, it doesn't mean anything to me anymore. That's atzvus. That's depression. That's off limits. So Tanya says, even when I'm talking about that you make a cheshbon nefesh and you become upset and you're saddened by that, but it's in the context of that cheshbon nefesh, it's with a fire. That's not from the yisoid of offer. That's not from the yisoid of dirt. That's a fire. That's to fix. That's to build. That's to be better, to become better, to fight, not to throw in the towel and give up and to let go. With atzvus, the heart becomes closed. With merirus, the heart is on fire. Not closed. Ein chiyus b'libo. When you said, the heart has no chiyus. It's dead. Avol merirus v'leiv nishba. But when there's merirus, bitterness, v'leiv nishba, and a broken heart, adraba. Harieish chiyus b'libo l'espor l'esmamer. Adraba, the heart is alive. And it's mismamer, it's upset with what he did that was wrong. It's upset. That's good. Even that, a little bit, like the Tanya writes over there, and in Tesavav, a little bit, in Chavav, a little bit. A little bit. And you kavei as man for it. And when that time is up, whatever, you make an hour, half hour, 15 minutes, and when that's up, finished. You drop the inyan completely, and then it's everything is besimcha. You make a zman. And never, never merivus when you're davening, never when you're in a mitzvah, ever. You set a time for cheshbon nefesh. Otherwise, everything is only besimcha b'tayv. Only. This that we're learning has an effect upon everything in life. It trickles down to everything in life. Listen to this. Yeshivas Adam Chaver Shavaytzer Ham. You're sitting with some chaver, chaverim of yours. You want to be with this. You want to be with this chaverim. Ach b'poil einem imam be'emes ki mechibu aroy shel hevel. But it could be that b'poil, that in reality you're not really be'emes makusha to this person. It's not a deep chibur that you have with this person. It's tam narishkei. It's hevel. Whatever, bowling partners, whatever it is, it's hevel. It's hevel. It's a marriage guide. So you think that you have a whole kesher with this person. You have a whole big chibur with this person. The chibur was only coming from the guf, and the cheshbonis were of the guf, and the kesher is not a kesher shel kayam. It doesn't last. Hey, kach in a misyachid imam klal lo klal. Then you're not really with that person. And then when this world is over, you're not with that person. What do you have? You don't have a shaykhis in this world. You thought you had a shaykhis. You went bowling together. And you used to have a drink together, whatever, hang out together. So you thought you had a big shaykhis. And we should sit and talk about sports together. So you had a big shaykhis. What kind of shaykhis? It's not a kesher. It's not a chibur. So, really, you weren't together at all. You weren't together in this world, and you're not together in the next world. There are marriages like that, Hashem Yerachem. Yoshev imam shmeinim shani could be with somebody for 80 years. Lebesayif and azoich le'rais and lehozim and in the end, afterwards, you have no shaykhis to them in the next world. So the guf goes down and that friendship goes down to guf. And then it's the oil man, and the person says, hey, where's Joey? What happened to Joey? Usually this time of year we talk about the World Series or something. He went down with the guf. That was it. They're finished. The whole sugya is done. Kim nikshel misha be'emes choshek boy b'seicheches toichi yusa. Who's the kesha? A kesha that you have with you makusha with the person in the leiv of the nefesh with the neshama. You makusha with the person in this world. Those are the relationships that go with you into the next world. Kagoyin, and then you find out who you really makusha to. Kagoyin ha'boss, your boss at work. Why? Shebeinav bikish los hischein, because he's the one you really wanted to. You wanted to connect to because he was going to give you panos and more panos and bonuses. Ve'elav nosa nafshel es chabas. You really want to be mechubit to him. Kach gam beskashus le tzadikim. So too when it comes to eskashus to tzadikim, which nowadays the Indian of eskashus tzadikim, that's a whole big topic. Just because it looks in the picture that the picture they usually make these wide lens, you know how they do. Make it look like the 10,000 chassidim at that tish when they're really 40. So, just because you see in the picture, the guys on the bleachers, that doesn't mean that there's hiskashus with each of them. The union of hiskashus to a tzaddik is not just that you show up. You can be much more mekusha with that tzaddik and not show up than be by the tzaddik, and you can be a million miles away. But you're there, the whole cheshbon of being there is because you're it's part of the chassidus. You have to go. But you have no shaykhs to the tzaddik. You don't really care about the whole inyan. Mokem achshavta hu akaveya hechen hu lad. That mokem, you were thinking, that's kaveya. That's what's kaveya. Im kol muhusis kashrus, ha'isa ach rak laman siba shonish ha'enim nagis al ha'ikr. Let's say the whole cheshmet you had. If people that they run to tzaddikim like they would run to lahab like to a rabbit's foot. They run to get brachas and this and that. There's no hiskashus. There's nothing in the avoda. It's just give me. I can get more panas. I can get more this, more that. What's hiskashus? It's not hiskashus. And if they didn't have the tzaddik, they would go to a Ouija board. if you know what that is. They would go to something else to get brachas. That's a kesher. That's not his kesher to a tzaddik. I told you, anybody who went to the Rebbe Ruvi Streliska, even if they were rich, when they went to Rebbe Ruvi Streliska, they became poor. They say within 3 days, they lost all their money. He didn't have a big following, you understand? He had a very small chassidus. But they were fire. Those chassidim were fire. It wasn't like he gave them bad aces, you know, to buy the wrong stock or something. It was known that when you went to Rebbe Ruvi Streliska, you were finished with this world. That was it. And something happened. The boat, the money sank. This thing happened. All of Rebbe Ruvi Streliska chassidim were the poorest people were Rebbe Ruvi Streliska chassidim. But they were Eish Lahava Mamish fire. Their love for Rebbe Ruvi Streliska, the connection to the Rebbe Ruvi Streliska was an Eish Lahava. There was nothing of the goof. He didn't tell them what to do with their money. It just happened like that. And it came chassidim with Mesiris Nefesh. Then and so then if the whole inin of the guf to get more money, to get this, to get that, when it goes away, so a person dies, all of that's finished. So what's left of the hiskasha to the tzaddik? What kind of a kasha? It's clear. It's like you never went to see that tzaddik at all. Madu anamar loy. Why should I say kill loy? As if you didn't go to the person. It's as if you weren't with the tzaddik. You never were with the tzaddik. Just like you'd be married to somebody for 70 years, you were never with the person at all. Never. Tzadikim gedolim shayim kashom kol yimei b'kishrei nefer ruch shum nesham b'chai yichilu rav semak doishom bochu ad lerega achron b'tfilis b'sachnulim shiikashu m'shem zvogla tzadikim. The real kashus comes with crying, with tfilis, with the nefesh ruch nesham b'chai yichilu be connected to the tzadik. L'noch ruchim kol divrei yimei kashus had nothing to do with what they had in their lives. You had many stories where the wife said, don't forget when you go to the Rebbe, ask for this and ask for this and ask for that, make sure we don't have any money, we don't have any health, we don't have this. And they would go to the tzaddik and then they would come back and they forgot. They didn't remember to ask for those things. They didn't remember to ask. It wasn't part of the cheshbon. Nowadays they put pictures of tzaddikim in newspapers and make that if you give to this tzedakah, you'll get this. All of this business. The big advertisements. It was no cheshbon to be mekusha to a tzaddik. Me'achas sheyodu, as mivchana emes v'yor ma'oidim achen zochul es kashas, only to have es kashas be'os amid a toivim ruba. Kasha omol odom lahadek ma'achshav to rotsan pnimi, to when a person tries to attach his mind to a rotsan pnimi that's pure, berebi, with a tzaddik, with a chevre emes, with real chaveirim, to have a real kesher with real chaveirim, not an inyan of popularity and who you hang out with and who's fun to be with, who makes you live, who makes you cry, but a kesher shel emes. Hey, ba'olam zeh kaveilo eshchenev. Then you make your shchenev. Who are going to be your neighbors when everybody is finished with this world? Those are going to be the neighbors. Mokim is kashrusa b'hayva. Who you're makusha to now? That's who you're going to be makusha to later on. Shezar elama hanischi, because that's the world of nischis, this world and beyond this world. Mahaytam bishuch chesidim yedidim. Therefore, in chassidus was always to have a chevre, to have a chassidus, to have yedidim lehimotza yachta, lespal b'makim achi b'tzav, to daven together. Not like you have, I spoke about the other day, have coming here, go this, go that, but to be makushan, they used to have a chassidus shtibel, the besmerz, the shtibel, and they were there for 50, 60, 70 years, together, the chaveirim. To be together in the Shama and the Machshava, Kulanu Leiv Echad Lashem Echad. That's how they served Hashem. Galam the Kshayt in the next world also. Yachad Nia, we'll be together after this world also. Kafish Nishmasainim Mitzius Achshav Etzavta. Just like our Nishamas are together in this world, we'll be together in the next world. Let's already be together now in this world. Nishamas begufim, nishamas in gufim. Let's begin now. To live that life that's going to be with us forever. This can be used, of course, many, many other things to think about. There's a lot here. Very lots. We're going to stop here. Litan Revach, Lizabonis, to give a chance to think about some of these things. We'll cleat them to absorb some of these things that we've learned. Okay, Mr. Shimon, we'll start the next time next week.